As many as 500,000 people took to the streets in Catalonia over the weekend after Spain's prime minister announced new measures cracking down on the region's bid for independence. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy announced over the weekend that he would invoke Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution and take direct rule over Catalonia. He also said he would use that power to replace Catalonia's democratically elected government. Earlier this month, Spanish National Police disrupted polling places during Catalonia's independence referendum, and there were violent clashes with voters and demonstrators. Becker Seguin is Assistant Professor of Iberian Studies at Johns Hopkins University. Professor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
What does this latest move from Madrid mean?
So Article 155, as you mentioned, allows the central government to take over complete control of Catalan institutions. This includes the police force, because so Catalonia has a police force called the Mossos, which are independent from the National Guard and the National Police. It includes the TV station, so Catalan National TV, TV3, and also taxes and basic kind of functions, such as trains and transportation. And what Rajoy did on Saturday was he effectively used the entire extent of the law, the Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution. And people, I think, were at least a little bit surprised that he used its full extent, because many people think that that wasn't necessary, that he could have displaced a few ministers, he could have announced a new parliamentary elections. And that would have been enough, because it seems like that is his end goal. But instead, he decided to take the entire powers afforded to him by Article 155 of the Constitution and effectively threaten the state of Catalonia with an entire and complete control by the central government.
So what is the threat here, Becker? What's supposed to happen if you work for the railways in Barcelona, or you work for the television station or some other institution? They come in and say, you work for Spain now, or are we expecting purges in these bureaucracies?
So that's the idea. The idea is that all of the ministers, all of the functionaries, everybody who works for the state in some capacity is now under the tutelage of the central government. But, of course, many people, and especially people in the Catalan television station, have came out immediately and said that they will make it, quote unquote, very difficult for the Spanish central government to exert control over that institution. So in the use of Article 155, which was spelled out on Saturday, Prime Minister Rajoy put in kind of three different steps to each of these kind of appropriations by the government. He said that if people do not abide by his directives, then he will threaten with replacing them or putting them on some kind of leave, and then put new people in place. So I think that it's a kind of a threat on both sides. It's an attempt to get the people who still want to remain in these positions and who maybe do not have such strong feelings for Catalan independence to at least abide by what the government wants to do, or to get people who do have strong feelings about independence out of their position and be placed on, my guess is, what would be indefinite suspension.
Well, look, Becker, you mentioned with this latest move that the prime minister is hoping to sort of separate Catalans with strong feelings about independence from those who maybe feel less strongly and might be willing to go along to keep their jobs. And that all raises the question of how Catalans are responding. Are people pledging to continue to oppose Spain?
I think based on the demonstrations that we saw on Saturday, that many Catalans who didn't vote in favor of independence feel very strongly that the central government should not take over control of Catalonia. They feel that this is an excess. They feel like this is basically eliminating democracy in Catalonia. Remember, the Partido Popular, the conservative party of Mariano Rajoy in Catalonia, is the fifth place party. They have only 8.5% of the vote there. And so effectively what Rajoy has done is has given them a carte blanche, an absolute majority that is uncontested in a region in which they are not very strongly supported at all. So I think Catalans view this as an injustice that is not even representative of Catalan desires, regardless of whether they want independence or not.
And so what are we looking for next? The prime minister says he's taking over Catalonia. There's new solidarity among Catalans. Becker, what's next?
So I think that we could see over the next few days, at least, we could see many manifestations. We could see mass protests like the ones that we saw on Saturday, upwards of 500,000, if not even 1 million, or maybe even 2 million people taking to the streets in Barcelona and elsewhere around Catalonia. But in the medium term, it's unclear. Soraya Sáenz de Santa Maria, the vice president of the government, said that this could, quote unquote, last more than 6 months. Now, presumably, Article 155 does not allow for an unlimited takeover of the Catalan government, but this could be stretched out very far indeed. And why is it being stretched out? Well, I think that it's because the Partido Popular wants to hold elections in Catalonia, but also perhaps is thinking about elections in the rest of Spain, a general election in the spring. And these elections in Catalonia, at least, would take place in January and supposedly reshuffle the deck. And yet the central government has not convincingly showed why it needed to take over these institutions, and perhaps it might even risk the same reassembly of a pro-independence group in Catalonia that would have even more power given their measures and given the popular reaction to their measures.
The government in Madrid tightens the screws on Catalonia after that region goes for independence. Becker Seguin of Johns Hopkins, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.